Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We are studying the book of 1 Corinthians, Serve in Unity. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 to 24, practical advice for the church. We can learn much from the opening greeting and the closing remarks of a New Testament letter. After all the problems dealt with, after all the doctrine explained, after all the exhortation given, Paul concluded with some personal business. The apostle's last words to the church at Corinth in this letter are practical advice. Keep being the church. What does it mean to be the church? Well, first, being the church means giving financial help to others. Verses 1 through 4. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, so you must do also. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collection when I come. And when I come, whomever you approve by your letters, I will send to bear your gift to Jerusalem. But if it is fitting that I go also, they will go with me. The church at Jerusalem was in a destitute state. Famine had struck the area. Acts chapter 11, verse 28. Then one of them named Agabus stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine throughout all the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius Caesar. Believers were not helped because of Jesus Christ. Commitment to Him brought suffering, the loss of jobs and businesses. The apostle wanted to help relieve the suffering. He asked the Gentile churches to give. Paul had a plan with three instructions. First, take the offering on Sunday. This is Sunday worship by the church. Yes, it is in the Bible. Jesus rose on the first day. The first believers met then, and still do many years later. Why not meet on the seventh day? Because we celebrate the resurrection, not the Sabbath. Second, set the offering aside regularly. Giving is to be systematic. Tithe is the first fruits of all your increase. Offerings are special gifts for a purpose from your surplus. God gave the Israelites the plunder of Egypt and then asked the willing to give. Giving to God's work has always been free will. From the Israelites in the wilderness to the church in this day. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And then third, Paul or the representatives will collect it. This ministry matter was so important to the apostle that he would take time to do it himself. Second, being the church means showing hospitality to the Christians. Verse 15, verse 5 down to verse 18. Now, I will come to you when I pass through Macedonia, for I am passing through Macedonia. And it may be that I will remain, or even spend the winter with you, that you may send me on my journey wherever I go. For I do not wish to see you now on the way, but I hope to stay a while with you, if the Lord permits. So Paul's going to be coming by Corinth, and he wants to let them know that he's going to come. He'll be coming through, but he doesn't just want to pass through. He wants to come and stay there, spend some time with them, do some teaching, fellowship with them, correct any errors, any issues. And then verse 10, and if Timothy comes, see that he may be with you without fear, for he does the work of the Lord as I also do. Therefore, let no one despise him, but send him on his journey in peace, that he may come to me, for I am waiting for him with the brethren. Now, concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to come to you with the brethren, but he was quite unwilling to come at this time. However, he will come when he has a convenient time. And then verse 15. I urge you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas. That is, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that you also submit to such, and to everyone who works and labors with us. I am glad about the coming of Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaeus, for what was lacking on your part they supplied, for they refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge such men. See, Paul shared himself with the church at Corinth. Timothy also shared his ministry there. And Apollos played a significant role there. Stephanas was the first convert in Corinth. He, Fortunatus, and Achaeus met many needs there. The church should be grateful and show them hospitality. Everyone in the body of believers has something to give to ministry in the local church. Parachurch and personal ministries do not supersede the ministry of the local church. Thank God for what you've received from others, physically and spiritually in your soul. And then third, being the church means laboring amidst opposition. Look at verses 8 and 9. But I will tarry in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. The church has never had a moment without opposition. Paul received opposition at Ephesus from unseen powers working through people. The story can be read back in Acts chapter 19, verses 11 to 41. And yet, Paul saw a great and effective door has opened. Fourth, being the church means persevering under pressure. Look at verses 13 and 14. Watch, stand fast in the faith. Be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. The church continually faces problems from within. We must always be alert to the danger of this. There is the possibility of believers falling asleep in their duties. So watch. There is the possibility of falling away from doctrinal axioms. So stand fast in the truth. What's an axiom? Well, truth. That which we believe to be true, even though we may not understand it or be able to explain it. The world leads us to question what we believe. There is the possibility of losing the nerve to proclaim the gospel and the truth it holds. So be brave, be strong. And look again at verse 14, let all that you do be done with love. And then fifth, being the church means celebrating relationships in Christ. Look at verses 19 to verse 24. The churches of Asia greet you. Aquila and Priscilla greet you heartily in the Lord with the church that is in their house. All the brethren greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The salutation with my own hand, Paul's. If anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. O Lord, come. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. Members of the church belong to one another by the common relationship in Christ. We are physically related as descendants of Adam and Eve, all peoples. But we've grown apart for many reasons. Spiritually, all Christians are related by the blood of Christ and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Because of your faith in Christ, you are my sister and my brother. A great word. Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth. You have a great day.